Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, recently I had this most amazing moment of clarity. And it was while I was talking with Russell about some of the stuff that we're looking at doing and some of the content we're adding to our 2CCX. He actually added this to the first module of the Ignite program in our 2CCX coaching. And it was so good. I thought, you know, I need to share this with everybody. It actually comes from a video that Jack Conte, who is the CEO and co-founder of Patreon, that he created. And it starts talking about music and this idea of finishing projects and finishing music and the art. And he then goes on to talk about the difference between finishing and working to publish. And I thought, you know what? It's probably one of the most things I've struggled with when it comes to publishing. It's one thing when I publish on a podcast because I'm typically interviewing someone and I get the interview done quick. It's over, it's done, and it's finished. There's no art to it. And then I started thinking about on like a Facebook Live. I've been doing Facebook Lives for, gosh, the last couple of years, ever since Russell started talking about publishing on a regular basis. And for me, I literally have a list in Workflow of 48 different topics that I want to talk about on a Facebook Live, but I just don't feel like they're polished enough yet. I don't feel like they're good enough. And it wasn't until I listened to this that I realized the idea of working to publish and understanding the funnel aspect behind it, but most importantly, learning how to actually finish something. So I thought it was just so good. I wanted just to include the audio here. So I'm having basically strip the audio. It's from a YouTube channel, YouTube of Jack Conte. Again, CEO, co-founder of Patreon. We'll make sure we have a link down below so you can actually watch the YouTube video. But I just thought it was such a good, really exciting thing for me to understand the difference between finishing and publishing that I want to make sure everyone heard it. So go ahead and listen to Jack Conte, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Early on in my music career, I realized I had a problem. I would export a final version of a song. I'd call it TikTok Final. Right before uploading it to disc makers, I'd give another listen. And I'd realize that the cymbals were a little bit too bright. And I'd do another mix, and I'd export the real final version this time when I was done. And I'd call it TikTok Final Final. And then I'd second guess myself, and I'd send the new mix to a friend who would tell me that lowering the cymbals made the Juno stick way out too much. So I'd fix that, and then this process would repeat over and over and over again until my exports folder would look like this. And that's when I started thinking about the concept, really, of finishing a piece of art, like James was saying, hanging it on the wall. What was so infuriating about this is that so many of my heroes seemed to be able to finish so many things. Freddie W., 231 videos. Irving Berlin, 1,500 songs. Ella Fitzgerald, 84 albums. Zach Wienersmith, 3,000 comics. Rob has a podcast, over 1,300 podcasts. J.K. Rowling, 7 novels in 10 years. Woody Allen, 49 movies. Peter Hollins, 27 music videos, 35 songs, an album in 2014. Hank Green, 6,868 videos. How do they finish so many things? It was mind-boggling to me. And 8 years later, after spending a few years in tech, I've seen engineers and designers and product managers and anyone who puts things into the world struggle with this. The key realization for me was that I think this is a vocabulary problem. We have a vocabulary problem. When I think of things that finish, I think of meals or vacations or sports matches. The end of a sports match feels final. And a number of things contribute to this feeling. There's a binary outcome in a state change. One contender becomes a winner. The other contender becomes a loser. There's a quantitative measure of the end state, literally called the final score. And there's literally a clock that counts down to zero. Finishing a sports match feels like finality. It feels like relief. There's a simple emotion, either total elation or total disappointment. There's complete clarity. But when I finish a song, I get none of these things. There's no state change or binary outcome. The song isn't either good or bad. It's a totally qualitative spectrum. There's no countdown that hits zero. Finishing a sports match feels totally different. The finality of the sports match is replaced with a feeling of deficiency when publishing a song. The feeling of relief at the end of a sports match is replaced with a feeling of stress. Is it ready? Should I make a few more tweaks? The simple emotion at the end of a sports match, total elation or total disappointment, is replaced by complex, conflicting emotions and indecision about what to do next. The sense of clarity is replaced by a deep uncertainty. Finishing a song doesn't feel like finishing at all. We have a vocabulary problem. It's silly to use the same word to describe the conclusion of a sports match and the trailing fade-out of the creative process. Publishing is not finishing. All the emotions are different. Publishing is something else. Publishing is what John Lennon did to wrap up Revolver. The following excerpt is from a book called Here, There, and Everywhere by Jeff Emerick, the recording engineer for most of the Beatles records. He writes, "It wasn't until the very end, when most of Revolver was mixed and ready to be mastered, that someone realized that the album was a song short. So on the next to last night, the group began frantically rehearsing John's new song, He Said, She Said. John had always been the basher in the group. His attitude was, let's just get it done. So it was no big surprise that we got the entire song recorded and mixed in 9 hours, as opposed to the more than 3 days we spent on Here, There, and Everywhere. It still sounds scrappy and rough to me. It's got that ragged feel of a track that was done in the middle of the night under pressure. The next day, we staggered in for another 5 hours of mixing and sequencing, and the album was done. Incredibly, Revolver had been completed in just over 10 weeks, with many songs taking only a few hours to get down on tape." That's publishing. Publishing is how Woody Allen thinks about his catalog of films, which I got from a book called Woody Allen on Woody Allen. It's a series of conversations with a filmmaker. Woody says, "I make so many films, I don't care about individual successes and failures. I tried very hard to make my films into a non-event. I just want to work, that's all. I just want to put the film out there for people to see, just grinding them out. I hope I'll have a long, healthy life and I can keep working all the time. I can look back in old age and say, I made 50 movies and some of them were excellent, some of them were not so good, some of them were funny. I just don't want to get into that situation that so many of my contemporaries are in, where they make one film every few years and it's a big event." That's publishing. Publishing is deciding to stop when you want to keep working, and it's super painful. And some people can't do it, and some people can. People like Freddie W. and Ella Fitzgerald and Zach Wiener-Smith and Rob Has a Podcast and Woody Allen and Hank Green and Peter Hollins and J.K. Rowling. So how do they finish so many things? They don't. But they publish them anyway. Publishing, though, is more than just a single decisive moment. It's more than just the art of identifying the point at which additional work yields diminishing marginal returns. For me now, publishing starts the instant I start recording a new song. Publishing, I found, works best if you think of it as a style of working. It's an attitude that persists throughout the entire creative process, from the moment you begin work to the moment you give it up to the world. Working to publish is about getting done the whole time. Your whole mentality shifts when you're working to publish. You focus on the stuff that matters and you ignore the stuff that doesn't. Even the fun stuff, the stuff that calls out to you and begs you to enjoy 30 minutes satisfying your obsessive desire to make something perfect that only you will notice. You write the next scene, you record the next instrument, you build the next set, you shoot the next take, you color the next frame, you design the next synth. Working to publish, it's selfless. It's outward focused. It's about results and giving back and contributing to the world. Working for pleasure, on the other hand, is how I used to spend most of my time working. It's inward focused. It's slow and enjoyable, but ultimately it's about giving to oneself. It's rooted in the ego. It's fixing details that you and only you care about. It's a luxurious self-indulgence. It's calm and it's a great way to unwind and relax, and it's freaking fun as heck, and there's a time and a place for working to publish, but like any luxury, I try my best to use it sparingly. I feel like a bit of a hypocrite here, because working to publish is hard, and for me, it's more of a North Star than it is like a habit. It's a framework that I aspire to, not something that I'm great at or figured out. And when I look back at my YouTube catalog, I'm reminded of a period between October 2011 and March 2013, when I only published one video. And that video is not even mine, so it really shouldn't even count. Basically, I went for 17 months without publishing anything. I'd been learning how to make electronic music, and instead of putting out my stuff, I was fretting over the details. I have a memory from that period of working on a song and comparing it to a Skrillex track and feeling like my kick drum was too wimpy. I spent 5 days tweaking that kick drum. 5 days tweaking that kick drum from 9 in the morning to midnight, locked in my studio, wasting my time nitpicking that kick drum. I got chased by the monster of your kick drum isn't good enough as a professional kick drum. I forgot about working to publish, and I did that for 17 months. I released nothing. My heroes are great publishers. My heroes have mastered the art of doing only what matters the whole time and then stopping. I think that's bad. It's a great strategy because the world is made of funnels. This is something I learned working at Patreon. Everything's a funnel. In order for a sales team to be successful, they have to send 10,000 emails to get 1,000 responses, to find 500 people interested, to get 100 phone calls, to get 20 commitments, to get 10 sales. This phenomenon is called a funnel, and it appears everywhere. For websites, 1 million people visit the homepage, 100,000 click learn more, 10,000 click buy, 6,000 make it to the second page of the payment flow, 2,000 enter their credit cards, and 1,800 of those credit cards process payments without declining. The world is made of funnels. I remember realizing how this phenomenon could apply to my everyday life about a year ago. It was Monday, and I wanted to see a doctor by the end of the week. I'm not going to tell you why. It's gross. I ended up using Yelp to find a really promising-sounding doc with good reviews. I called them. The phone rang 4 times. The machine picked up, at which point I left a message. 2 days went by. I hadn't gotten a response yet, so I called back and left another message. A day later, I got a phone call from a nurse, and after explaining my symptoms, they informed me that they didn't treat people with my particular problem and that it would be better to call a different specialist. So now, a week into the process, I was back at square one. A full week had gone by. I wasn't any closer to seeing a doctor. Then I remembered that the world is made of funnels. So I went back to Yelp, and this time I found 8 doctors that looked promising and determined 5 of them would work for me and called them all. 3 of them answered their phones. 2 of them had appointments available in the next 2 weeks. 1 of them could see me right away, which meant that I had just funneled the shit out of doctor's appointments. Because the world is made of funnels. That's why working to publish is a great strategy, because when you work to publish, you end up making a lot more stuff for the top of the funnel. At one point, I heard some lore that Irving Berlin was said to have written 10 songs for every 1 that he released, and that means that he wrote 15,000 songs in his life, and he published 1,500 of them. Of those, 25 songs hit number 1 on the charts. He was nominated for 12 Tonys and Academy Awards and won 4 of them. Irving Berlin, whether he knew it or not, was a funnel master. But let's look at his batting average for a second. That's 15,000 songs and 4 awards. That's 0.026% conversion through the funnel. And he had no idea which songs would hit and which ones wouldn't, because you can't choose what you're famous for. I learned that lesson the hard way after spending a measly 1 day making a YouTube video that now has 9 million views and spending 6 months working on a record that sold less than 300 copies. You can't choose what you're famous for. That's up to the funnel. I can't make a song a hit. That's up to the funnel. I can't control how my songs push through the world and are experienced by others. That's up to the funnel. But what I can do is be prolific. I can be creative. I can make great stuff. What I can do is work to publish. I can record the next song and write the next slide and design the next web page and cook the next recipe, paint the next stroke and draw the next comic. And then I can give those things up to the funnel and I can move on and I can go to sleep at night knowing that I did everything I could.
Now, I hope you guys got a ton out of that. For me, Jack Conte's content was just awesome. But the most important thing I really want you to understand is this idea of publishing and getting your voice out. The key to that is what you're going to find in Expert Secrets. So if you haven't purchased and bought and read through multiple times Expert Secrets, by all means, go to expertsecrets.com, get the book. It's free. It's just free plus shipping. And there you'll have the opportunity of having, of learning from Russell on the idea and the frameworks behind how and what it takes to actually finish things. So please go ahead and go to expertsecrets.com, get a copy of Expert Secrets, read it, consume it, and start publishing. Most importantly, finish what you publish.